Chapter 9, Opportunity Spotting. Build a lucky self-image. Is luck related to success? Researchers did a fascinating experiment. They asked people to read a newspaper and count the number of photographs inside. People who described themselves as unlucky took 2 minutes to count all the photos. People who described themselves as lucky came up with the answer in a few seconds. How could this be? On the second page of the newspaper, there was a big advertisement with a headline that said, "Stop counting. There are 43 photographs in this newspaper." It was deliberately designed and camouflaged to look like an ad. The unlucky people didn't see it. Richard Wiseman, the psychologist who was doing this research, said, "Unlucky people miss chance opportunities because they're too focused on looking for something else. They go to parties intent on finding their perfect partner and miss opportunities to make good friends. They look through the newspaper, determined to find certain job advertisements, and as a result, miss other types of jobs. Lucky people are more relaxed and open, and therefore see what is there rather than just what they are looking for." Wiseman went further and created what he called luck school, and had people do exercises for a month to practice behaving like a lucky person. Seriously, this is real. A month later, he went back and interviewed the subjects of the experiment, and guess what? 80% of them were happier, more satisfied with their lives, and yes, they were luckier. A few tips on how to practice making yourself more lucky. Follow your intuition more. Add more variety to your life. Look at the bright side when things go wrong. My favorite method for building lucky self-image is to consciously look through my life at how many lucky things happen. I do it when things go the way I want them to, and when things don't go as I want them to. I do this even with painful and traumatic experiences from my childhood. This might be stretching things a bit, but I have gone back to consider how growing up with a father who was sometimes violent was lucky for me, as I've seen how that kind of behavior plays out, and I can now choose to live my life in a more peaceful way, having the benefit of experiencing how destructive violence can be to relationships and families. I know not to be violent with my own child because I know what it feels like. In a way, this is lucky, as I would gladly go through unnecessary pain to prevent my child from having to experience it. Each of us is the tip of an unbroken chain of miraculous humans who were each the 1 in 500 million or so sperm that were made that day, that made it to the egg at exactly the right moment to spark the genesis that we call life. If you follow the theory of evolution, this would be approximately 250,000 ancestors between you and our last common link with chimps, for example. This 1 in 500 million lucky break happened to every one of those 250,000 grandmothers and grandfathers before you. That's like winning the lottery 250,000 times in a row. And that's just going back 7 million years. Life has been around for billions of years on this planet. The magnitude of lucky events and convergences that has synchronized to result in you being born are astronomical. It's basically mathematically impossible that you or I are here right now. And to be born at the dawn of the age of the internet, when poverty and war are at all-time lows and lifespan and success are at all-time highs, even more lucky. The big insights here are that lucky people are happier and more successful, and that you can actually turn yourself into a lucky person by practicing. They say count your blessings, and as you're pursuing opportunity, make sure to remind yourself daily of how lucky you are. You're going to need it as the number of opportunities that you pass up and miss increases exponentially, and you need proactive tools to keep your optimism high. Opportunity signals. As you drive down a road, you will see road signs that indicate that you are approaching a curve or nearing an exit. As we accelerate into the creativeverse, there are telltale indicators that you are in a domain or a time or a situation that is likely to be rich in opportunity. In my experience, opportunity comes in waves and cycles, and there are hints, clues, signals, and warning signs when you're near it. There are two main signs to look for. One, change. Two, stagnation. When a system is going through change, you are in new territory, and many things are unpredictable. Many or most of the people involved in a system that's changing do not know what's going to happen, and most of them are waiting for someone else to figure out what's happening and what everyone should do. This configuration represents opportunity because a system going through change is often in chaos because it's reorganizing in order to break through to a higher level of organization on a different level. As the internet was being adopted in the 1990s, it was a chaotic mess. An exciting mess, though. No one could have anticipated the reorganization that would come through platforms like Amazon, Google, Facebook, and others. When a system has stopped changing and has stagnated, it's likely that the people involved have become complacent and lazy. They often believe that everything is going to stay the same forever, and that they are entitled to things being stable and predictable for the long term. This represents opportunity because new, creative, innovative entrepreneurial types will eventually discover these stagnated pockets of reality and seek to use modern ideas and technology to re-engineer and make these domains more dynamic and efficient. In my experience, most people become confused, fearful, and conservative when things start changing rapidly. Because they haven't been anticipating, preparing, and mentally rehearsing for cycles of change, they become disoriented. On the other hand, most people become lazy, complacent, and overconfident when their situation stays the same for too long. They haven't been mapping cycles of stability and change in their lives enough to know that stability is a platform for development and preparation for your next move in life. They essentially stop orienting beyond what they know and get locked into a groove, going down a road that doesn't go anywhere in the long run. When change comes, it usually represents a massive wave of opportunity for those who are ready. And it's often not exactly what you'd think. When gold was discovered in California, the legend is that it's not the gold miners that got rich, it was the people selling picks and shovels. Like a surfer, you must read the water, prepare yourself, position yourself, and be poised as the swell comes to catch that wave and ride it in. When change comes, it creates opportunity for many people in many different roles. I am obviously very biased toward entrepreneurship, but a lot of people have also produced a lot of value and gotten rich by going to work for enterprising companies in new and emerging industries. Early employees at technology startups sometimes become millionaires because they chose the right company to work with. If you are the type of person who prefers working in a more supportive role, then you can use this knowledge to watch for the signs of opportunity in a domain or industry, and then to go and find a group of superstars who are building a great company. I read somewhere that there are 150,000 millionaires in San Francisco. Most of these people did not get rich by starting companies. Google has likely produced several thousand millionaires alone. I encourage you to take it seriously when you see the signs of change coming, and to realize that it represents a huge wave of opportunity for many people. If you know how to read and surf the wave, you can be one of those people. Look beyond business and money. In this book, I am focusing most of my energy on business and financial opportunities. I do this because it's a place to focus that is very motivating for most people, and it offers a way to both learn about opportunity and also improve a key area of life. It's a synergistic way to learn and practice these models and tools in life. But remember that this is only the beginning. Our biggest opportunities in life are typically in domains other than business. Business is a means to an end. As we look more carefully at our lives and ask more direct questions about what we really want, we can start to see that there are even bigger, more fundamental opportunities for us to watch for. Ask yourself these questions now that you are more familiar with the nature of opportunity and notice what comes up for you. Where is the greatest opportunity with my body? How can I avoid and prevent sickness and pain and create more energy, health, and vitality? Where is the greatest opportunity with my emotions? How can I avoid sadness and anger and create more happiness, joy, and fulfillment? Where is the greatest opportunity with my mind? How can I avoid boredom and create more learning, growth, and meaning in my life? Where is the greatest opportunity in my environment? How can I avoid failure and create success and surroundings that inspire me? Where is the greatest opportunity with my relationships? How can I avoid rejection and build loving and collaborative relationships with my friends, family, and business partners? Where is the greatest opportunity to make a contribution? How can I end suffering and create success and joy for all people and all life? Reminder, get a summary of this entire book, plus written implementation exercises for every chapter, additional bonus sections, and access to a free class to help you discover your best opportunities by visiting opportunitybonus.com. Opportunity spotting. Build a lucky self-image by noticing where you are lucky. Unlucky people miss chance opportunities because they're too focused looking for something else. They go to a party intent on finding their perfect partner and miss opportunities to make good friends. Lucky people are more relaxed and open. Follow your intuition more. Add more variety to your life. Look at the bright side when things go wrong. Count your blessings. Two main signals of opportunity are 1, change, and 2, stagnation. When systems are going through change, things become more unpredictable. Most people don't know what's going to happen. Most are using old models to make predictions. When situations have been the same for too long, many people become complacent. This creates opportunities for creative players to come in and innovate. Look beyond business for your best opportunities in life. Where have I been incredibly lucky in my life? Where is the greatest opportunity with my emotions and relationships? How can I avoid sadness and anger and create more happiness, joy, and fulfillment? Where is the greatest opportunity to create big success and make big impact? How can I help end suffering and create success and joy for all people and all life?